A UN agency team, accompanied by UNMISS escort and force protection, were able to reach about 24,000 displaced people in Maridi in western Equatoria. This is following the recent weeks of fighting and displacement. These teams will start distribution of water, nutrition, child protection, and provide sanitation support to the displaced. Also in Western Equatoria this week, a UNMISS integrated patrol, together with aid agencies, have reached neighbouring Mundri East and West counties. The team are looking to conduct a rapid needs assessment and deliver health supplies and equipment. The assessment team is estimating that around 50,000 people are displaced and urgently need food, water, shelter, and healthcare in the two counties. Reaching the people in need of assistance in Western Equatoria has been particularly challenging, as most people are hiding in the bush and have deserted the main villages. In regards to the protection of civilian sites, in the last week, we've seen no real increase in or decrease by way of numbers. And as of November 5th, the estimated numbers of civilians that are currently seeking protection in our UNMISS bases is 178,906. And this includes over 99,000 in Bentu, over 27,000 in Juba, UN House, over 47,000 in Malakal, and over 2,000 in Bor, just over 700 in Malut, and a little over 200 in Wau. In regards to UN operations, UNMISS patrolling activities remain focused on protection of civilian tasks and the provision of armed escorts to humanitarian convoys. UNMISS forces carry out extensive town and POC site patrols both during the day and night, and this is in order to reassure the local population. And since November 8th, our military have conducted over 600 patrols across the country, and that includes within the POC sites.